So Spider,
is the worst version of Solitaire that comes pre-installed on Windows. Yeah. Standard Klondike Solitaire is the second worst, and then the best by far is FreeCell. FreeCell is the thinking man's Solitaire.
I've never tried FreeCell because it was always not Solitaire for me when I was younger.
Yeah.
However, I think there was some cake-making game that Windows decided to put out later, and that was the game that I ended up playing, and that probably explains a lot about the person I am today.
When I play Solitaire, I just play Solitaire.
FreeCell is good because every single deal is provably winnable, and so you're never just fucked. Like, if you lose, you screwed it up. But from the start, it's not random. Well, it is. You get a random game, but every game that is randomly selected from is a winnable game. Like, the deck is stacked so that it is winnable. So it's nice knowing if you lose that you're just an idiot.
Gotcha.
And they all have an ID number. So, like, my mom and I, like, if we're stuck on a tough one, we'll just email each other and be like, you know, I'm stuck on 41327. And then the other person will win it on their first try and just gloat about it.
Nice. It's an interesting relationship.
Play some FreeCell.
I'll try it someday. Once I put Windows 10 on my computer.
It's on Windows 7?
No, but I'm just saying it's the only... Right now I have options on Windows 7.
I'm waiting for a FreeCell Mark 3.
I heard the deck leaked.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. There's a King of Hearts. No. King of Hearts remained unchanged between the different decks.
But there's only four factions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's rumors of a fifth.
Yeah, the Jokers.
The Jokers, yeah. And instructions.
Actually, there is a five suit deck that came out like in the 30s or something that has stars. I believe it's the fifth. Yeah, it was somebody designed it for some stupid game that nobody plays because people loved card games in the 50s.
People still love card games.
Mm. Well, poker,
euchre is a big one though.
Yeah, well, in Wisconsin, but I'm saying like bridge. Like, you know, everyone fucking played bridge.
Nope.
Yeah, I've never. But
now
never
those people have all died of old age, and they don't play bridge anymore.
Well, that's the thing. I know how to play both. I know how to play poker. I know how to play euchre. I don't know how to play bridge.
Do you know how to play any trick taking game?
I don't know how to play rummy.
Do you know how to play hearts?
Isn't that just euchre but different?
Okay, so euchre with all the cards.
Okay.
And one of them's Trump, just like in euchre.
All right.
Okay. But the thing with bridge is that you it's a partner game, and you bid to decide what's Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so the higher you bid for the privilege of picking Trump, I mean, obviously picking Trump's going to help you, but if you bid too high, you're not going to be able to take the tricks you need. And then the weird mechanic is that whichever team wins, one of the players puts their entire hand face up, and the other partner plays both hands.
Are we on the air right now?
Mm-hmm. I like card games.
Well, that's the thing.
Can we move on?
When I was like 10, I got a copy of Hoyle's Complete Book of Card Games like for Christmas, and I would just read it in bed. Like, instead of comic books, I would just read the rules to Canasta.
God, I hate you so much.
I think now just somebody...
I hate you too.
Some days, I'm just like, God damn it, Nate.
Somebody's just going to take a soundbite of what you said and try and turn it into a pro-Trump speech.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, a rare moment of holding back for Nathan.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, no. High up gates, leashed. Hypothetically, you know, not saying me, but hypothetically, I wonder if there's any people who are so angry about shit like the Nevada caucus that if Hillary is the candidate, they're just going to vote for Trump to watch everything burn down. Fuck you, you made your bed. Now you have President Trump.
I think you're going to see people do nothing. Like, I think you're going to see more people not vote than vote for Trump.
Write in Bernie because write-ins never win.
Exactly. I know most people sitting right in Bernie no matter what. I'm like, you know what? He lost the popular vote. He lost the states. Yes, certain states fucked up pretty goddamn bad. And I hope that a spotlight was on them strong enough to change things. And I hope the convention goes to superdelegates so that'll expose how fucking stupid that is.
Yeah.
But end of the day, she got the most votes. She won the most states. She should probably be the nominee. But there was so much shady bullshit going on that was so unneeded that people are still going to probably not vote for her because of that. Which is a little unfair to her, but you know what? Fuck her to some.
Right. And one last thing, it's to punish the Democratic Party, right? Yeah. Not to punish her specifically. It's like, well, yeah. It's just weird. Like, it's just fucking American politics.
I hate politics so much now. I just want to... I understand every day, if I could live in the woods away from the world and have a good internet connection, I think I would probably look into that.
I honestly
like
have...
fiber to the woods. Just over pay like $100 million and fucking hook me up in the middle of nowhere. And a good toilet because the woods. Sorry.
I would love if we switched to the single transferable vote system.
Yeah.
Because it's literally flawless. It's where... It's great because you can have 30
Everything
people running
is a flaw.
For sorry. All right, well, let me explain this and see if a flaw jumps out at you. So, single transferable vote, whoever gets 50.000001% of the popular vote wins.
Okay.
So, it's just you have to have strict majority. And so, what it is your ballot has everybody on there. So, it could have Hillary, Trump, Bernie, Kasich, just boom, four people on there, sure. Mm-hmm. And you just rank them, 1, 2, 3, 4. And so, I could say Bernie 1, Hillary 2. If I was like diehard Democrat and I was a Bernie bro, but I wanted Trump to not win. So I could do 1, 2, 3, Bernie, Hillary, Trump. Or just leave Trump blank, but whatever. So they count all the votes and they see, did anybody get 50%? And let's say it's just, you know, like 20 to Bernie, 40 Hillary, 40 Trump. So nobody got 50%. And then what they do is they're like, well, Bernie lost. Sucks to be you, Bernie. So they take everyone who ranked him number one and sees who their number two was. And then their votes go to that person. And so if 15 of the Bernie people voted for Hillary as the number two, now she's at 55 to Trump's 45, she wins.
I think that's how they figure out who's in charge of the wall.
Maybe. But the great thing about
there's a Kingsmoot tonight on Game of Thrones. Maybe that's how they do the Kingsmoot.
You don't get the Nader spoiler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in that situation, if it's let's say it was 21-39-40, you know, Trump doesn't beat Hillary 40-39. He loses to the eventually combined score 61-30.
That system's already used by companies for lots of things.
Yeah.
Internal, and I have internal. When we have internal policies, they like rank your things, all that.
Yeah.
So that's already a commonly used mechanic.
So why don't we use it for?
Well, first of all, are we still going to let the blacks and women vote with this method? Because today we have a pretty good suppression rate and voter ID for stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
So I mean, as long as we keep them out of voting, we're still.
I love the Wisconsin the lawsuit that's going on right now because of the whole gerrymandering thing.
Yeah.
And after the last with the midterm election. We just had when one of the Republican people was like, oh man, it's great how many extra votes we got because of how we gerrymandered everything. Like on record, he said that it was really great.
Well,
it wasn't gerrymandering. It was the voter ID laws.
Voter ID laws.
He said it's amazing how much the voter ID laws helped us. It's like, dude, you can't say that in public. You're supposed to pretend it's not true.
We all know it's true. You know it's true, but you don't actually say it out loud.
You don't admit it.
Yeah.
We went from talking about cards to now politics. We've lost every... You know how mad people get at us when we talk about politics? It doesn't matter how neutral we are. I mean, we're not neutral at all, which doesn't help. But no one's listening anymore. So,
yeah, there's people listening. There's people talking. Yeah.
What we did forget to mention is, welcome to episode 161 of Crippled System.
Yeah,
Crippled System. It's a palindrome episode.
Yep, it's definitely have a double meaning. We're talking about War Machine
double
Hordes
entendre?
And politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Battleborn. And Overwatch and Total War Warhammer. I have too many games to play next week. I can't handle it. I took the entire week off of work almost. except for Monday.
I love how you basically said throughout like the beginning of the year, like I'm going to save my vacation. Suddenly there's a very small conundrum of a couple games coming out. And Ryan broke down. He's like, I take the whole week off.
Except for Monday.
Well, I figured
Monday is a free day off.
No, Monday.
Tuesday through Friday?
You didn't take tomorrow off?
No, there's no reason to do it.
Didn't you say Battleborn came out tomorrow? Or not Battleborn, Overwatch?
6 p.m.
It's 6 p.m. Okay. After work.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind then.
Jesus Christ.
I'm excited for Overwatch. It'll be a really good time. Again, this thing just fucking made me lose it.
Why did you show me that?
Because I just couldn't live in a world where I was the only one in this room who knew about it.
What is it?
It's a lady of a... It's a picture of a lady and a guy on a couch, and it says, Rachel split up with her whatever because she couldn't deal with his alter ego Spot. She just didn't understand it. That is some fucked up shit.
Why
my suit's much better.
That? It's like super furry.
Yeah, except it's not furry. It's like a latex suit that's painted to look like a Dalmatian.
With a dog mask.
Yeah, that's no good.
The look on this lady's face is just utter horror. When this goes out, I'm totally going to post this on Muse so people know what we're talking about.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
My girlfriend sends me furry pictures.
What were you just talking about with the thing before that?
Talking about palindrome. No,
cards in Mark 3.
Crippled system.
Crippled system, palindrome, politics. I don't know. I was going to say something.
Thank
I lost it.
God, at least our term wasn't changed by Mark 3.
Oh, vacation.
Yes, Brian's vacation.
So
my boss quit. He put in his 2-week notice like 2 weeks and 2 days ago. So Thursday was his last day.
Okay.
And so Thursday was also our semi-annual, biannual, our once every 6 months visit by like our super head honcho to look at our store.
So sure. Was, like, so they quit the day after?
The day of.
The day of?
Yeah, the guy was there doing the visit the day, my boss's last day. So he did the visit with me instead and then interviewed me for my boss's job after the visit. So like he finished the visit and said, great, let's interview for his job. And then he left and that's great, whatever. And so the issue is like, may or may not, you know, get a promotion, whatever. But he sent a invite to me that something like those Google invites you get a Gmail thing, like to set up an event,
LinkedIn invite.
Yeah, yeah. So that he's going to come and visit the store again, like on June 8th or 9th or something.
Okay.
So there's no reason for an actual visit again. So that must be when he's coming to talk to me about whether I get the job or not. But June 12th through the 19th is when I'm supposed to be driving to see Stephen King. And so I'm worried that he's going to be great. You got the job. Now you have to do training for the next 2 weeks.
I think a company.
And then Raylene will stab me to death.
If a manager knows you have a scheduled week off, they typically aren't going to screw you out of an entire week vacation.
Correct.
Yeah.
They generally are.
I mean, if you're like, I'm on vacation for a whole week.
Flip side, if they don't tell me, by the way, we've hired a replacement and here he is right now.
Yeah.
Like, if I either get the job or that isn't about the job and the job isn't filled yet, there's zero chance that they can function without me because of my boss leaving. Like, if I leave, there's just literally not enough people.
How many assistants are there? 2 or 3?
There are 2 remaining managers, not counting me.
Okay.
And you, like, they would have to both work all 8 days that I'm gone to cover all the shifts. I guess they can just work 8 days in a row both, but that seems a little mean of me.
That's the weird thing. But in retail, that happens. Managers quit at all times.
Yeah.
And if they start doing things like saying, you know what, that vacation you had planned, you can't take it. Oh, we just lost it. I mean, that's someone's quit over one thing. But at some point, they have to understand maybe things struggle. And there's other stores. People can't take pull from someone from a different store in town, make them work there for
them. Yeah, they might be able to. Oh, and I look at you with your logic. That's actually a very easy solution.
It should be an easy solution. I've worked enough retail and dealt with people enough.
Yeah.
I could also probably just real quick give somebody alarm codes and keys and say, you just have to work Sunday, bye.
Yeah, it is a lot easier to work to do that with like a chain store for the reasons that Brian's suggesting.
And I mean, the trip you went, I mean, to be fair, at least seeing King and Martin would be pretty cool, but it's on a scale of vacations. I mean, if somebody had to cancel, other than really killing you.
Like for Raylene, this is literally like,
yeah,
right now in your head, think of the one thing you want to do before you die.
Yeah,
this is that.
I haven't met King, so I'm a little sad. I couldn't meet you. I've met Martin, and he's, you know,
I don't give a shit about him. He just happened to be at this showing.
Yeah, so yeah, because when you guys, because I was so lucky, because I'm going to Origins that same weekend, so I had to miss that.
Yeah, this is gonna be, we're seeing King, and there's a fat Greek fisherman who doesn't write books sitting next to him. Yep.
Why does he have to be Greek?
Because he's got the Greek fisherman's hat that he always wears.
So basically, as a side
only
note,
only Greek fishermen and George R.R. Martin wear that hat.
That's from that fish sticks box, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the guy in the yellow slicker.
Oh. Yeah, that was me at Rockin' the Range last year.
So in June, Nathan's gone for a good solid week. I'm gone for a week and some, and Andy's gone for like 2 weeks. So we'll talk. We'll podcast again in July.
Amanda's gone for a week also. So
Kerr's in charge of the world.
I can run this shit on my own.
We'll just have a recording of howler monkeys, and no one will notice the difference.
I'll just bring the Baraboo Brain Trust, and it'll be okay.
And although you gave me crap from a kid, I will say this is the first. Not only is this the first year I'm taking an entire week off for vacation in 10 years. I'm taking 2 weeks off of 1 week. I'm taking 2 separate 1 weeks off within a month. So it's going to be really weird to like not work that much.
Wild man.
I know, out of control. And 1 week I'm going on vacation and seeing people and hanging out, and the other week I'm not going to put on pants. So it's really the best of the world.
So make sure you figure out which one that is.
Yeah, if I screw that up, it'll make Origins really weird. And I'm.
Yeah. You don't need pants at Origins.
Just me.
Dress up like Spot there.
Yeah, and I'm the only one. Someone just asked in our chat if anyone else is going to Origins, but I am the only one from our group going to Origins, and it's my first time there.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Lock and Load, and then over in Oregon for 3 weeks, basically.
You should go somewhere because we're all doing crazy things.
Should go to Lock and Load with
me. I'm gonna go to
Florida.
That was the thing, is I was going to go with Amanda, but I decided to go to MuseCon instead, and kind of I just kind of burnt my PTO on that and having to take her home. So unfortunately, the company that I work for doesn't give, even though I'm salaried, I only have, I still accumulate my PTO instead of getting a bulk amount at the beginning of the year and spend it as I see fit. So that's, I have to dick around with that. I know, it's really weird.
Is it like transferable at least from year to year?
It is. I can hold it for 2 years.
Otherwise, like vacation in January would be literally impossible.
It is. I do get to hold it for, I think it might even be 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, ours we get like two separate accounts. We have a personal time off one, which is the PTO, and then we get actual vacation that accrues through each paycheck.
Well, then you have only yourself to blame because you used up last year for War Machine Weekend.
Well, it was War Machine Weekend and Gen Con, and because I like to stay home and do shit.
And you mentioned, you know, you can't do one thing because of the con. The last one of the big reasons I haven't had a week off in the last 8 years is I've given so much of my vacation time to conventions. So this is the first year I'm only given War Machine like 2 days total for the year, so I can actually take vacations and do other things in my life. So it's kind of exciting. I mean, I'm excited about War Machine again, but it's also nice to like have time to do something besides going to conventions.
Well, my big one is next year. I for sure want to go to Adepticon because I haven't hit it in the in 3 years. I've never been there, and I really need to go. And then Adepticon. I've never been there. Oh, so
it's in our backyard.
I know it's in our backyard.
Like,
but
you literally can commute there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I would say. And Amanda has family that lives in Chicago, so it would be like a 20-minute drive to go there. I wouldn't have to pay for a hotel or shit. But
you wouldn't have to shit, or you wouldn't have to pay for shit?
I wouldn't have to pay for shit. Okay. So.
Hotel space at Adepticon is the most expensive part about it.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, the events are kind of a little bit pricey. But
well, that's overall, what I really liked about the Muse convention is that you paid your one flat rate to get in and then you did whatever the fuck you wanted. I know at Adepticon it's different because they have a lot more notable events that go on and they have a big breadth of games that are there. But like, just to be able to go there and see for the purchasing experience, because there's shit that I'll be able to like tangibly hold, because right now I'm working on like this Extreme Karchev, right? And I want like bits to make him look more like menacing, but I've been so out of touch with 40K or any of those games that would have that kind of like theme to it that I have no fucking clue what I'm looking for until I see it. So that would be a good opportunity for it. But I'm going to hit Adepticon and then go for like a real vacation with Amanda sometime. So that'll be fun.
Wouldn't the spikes, like, on the one head, like, interfere with the other head? It seems like it'd be difficult for those puppies.
Well, the funny thing is that on the actual models, they have inline spikes. Like, yeah. I guess, like, either way, it's lateral, but these ones are, like, they look like they're a crown spike setup, whereas the actual models have a vertical, like, a vertebrae type. Like, it lines up with their vertebrae.
Sure. Which at least isn't going to get caught on the other head.
Exactly.
I'm just worried. Like, this head might be dead. He got impaled on this one's collar.
He could very well be it. It could be one of those, like, Total Recall moments.
We don't know if the spikes are all the way around.
Well, that's why they can't have them anymore, right? Because the spikes were wrong.
Indeed. So that's that's true story.
Yep, that's vacation story time.
You, Mr. Kickstarter, did you send out the survey to people for that? Because that was a question that someone had once. Last week you had Kickstarter stuff.
ATC questionnaire. ATC.
Yeah, I need to send the questionnaire out.
I haven't got my questionnaire yet.
I'll send it out tomorrow.
It's just like, hi, how are you doing?
No, because the only thing I need is like mailing address, or alternately, don't worry, I'll get it from you, will be a valid mailing address thing. And then like I need like t-shirt sizes for the people who got t-shirts and stuff like that.
Are you going to be anything like the War Machine Tactics questionnaire?
I didn't see it. I didn't back them.
So, well, the questionnaire was fine. Everything was fine with them. But I moved 3 times since they had... moved twice since they actually had the end of the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So when they sent out the thing saying, hey, we're sending out the physical copies of War Machine Tactics, I'm like, I don't think my address is correct, even remotely.
Hopefully I won't, like, wait several years to mail things out.
Correct.
Never mind. I'll deal with that later. What? I was going to ask you, I didn't hop on the Kickstarter, but I know you had said that if you didn't hop on the Kickstarter, you're still able to, like, I can give you shit, and you can give me shit. What's the very last day?
You didn't back the Kickstarter, you son of a bitch.
You still can't. I have not yet started the ball rolling on production of stuff, because I need to do the survey anyway, so you have time still.
All right, so if I'm a late bird, I can just, like, give you money in a handy and get some dice and stuff.
I am willing to 100% guarantee that anybody who contacts me or just PayPal's money with a note saying, hey, I want the equivalent of backing at X dollars by the end of May will get in.
Sweet.
And depending on how quickly I contact people and hear back from people about the production of stuff, it could bleed later. But I'm certain that stuff will still be orderable by the end of May.
Okay.
Very exciting.
That's, you know, only like a week and a half from now. So
speaking of announcements, we have some. We have a couple things. We have the War Machine event that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool
announcements. This is coming Saturday, huh?
I hate trying to figure out.
The Saturday that we will experience next.
Right.
It would be, yep. Yes, this upcoming Saturday.
Yeah. It's not like I said next Saturday, then we had to debate it.
I know. I didn't know if you were trying to trap me into an argument. Wait,
it's not next Saturday.
It is next Saturday.
The week we are currently inhabiting, it is the Saturday of that week.
All right.
It is this current week's Saturday. The next Saturday, but not next Saturday. That's the difference. God damn it. It is the next Saturday, but it is not next Saturday.
So it's like anti-Wintershin Saturday.
So it's like next Friday, but instead of a movie, it's a day.
Saturday the 28th.
How long from now is next Monday?
Whoa. I need to calculate.
Yeah, it ain't one day. No, if I said next Monday, I said we should go see something next Monday, you wouldn't think tomorrow.
I've always been maybe on your side on this one.
Yeah,
potentially.
Fuck you.
I may potentially think this Monday coming
you
up.
You might.
Yeah. I always experience
that supports my
very
side.
The very next Monday, so the next Monday is tomorrow.
This like goddamn weekend, I was thinking it. The whole goddamn week, I was thinking it was a Memorial Day weekend.
I've been. Yeah. No. That's.
There's no brats.
That's next weekend.
Yes, it's.
Also, this weekend. It's next Sunday, which is part of this coming weekend.
Does that mean you'll cook out for the last hurrah that you pay to? Since it's Memorial Day, War Machine.
I thought about it, but the other thing I was thinking about doing is just like midway through second round, just go down to Bratfest and pick up a bunch of brats.
Yep, send a runner.
What do you?
Is all.
Okay, is that a happy burp?
I have no proxies left, so I can be a runner.
I'm so sorry.
That was like, that's all right. There's literally only two unreleased models for the faction. There's only two unreleased models for any of the factions I put. No, I guess that's not true. There are unreleased Gator mods. Are there? Are there any unreleased Gator models
right
now?
No, everything is out.
The Miss Speaker is the one that's unreleased, but we don't have a card for it.
So there are zero unreleased.
The Miss Speaker's
models.
Out. It has a card.
I didn't think we saw it yet.
It's out.
But no, we knew what it did.
Actually
but
has
it's
an actual
terrible,
card.
So okay. It doesn't matter.
I have it.
But not counting the Miss Speaker, because maybe or maybe not that counts as unreleased. As of like 2 days from now, there will be nothing in any of my factions I play.
Yeah, because the boars
so
are coming out, right?
To me. If this was a week sooner, this event would have been great, except I would have been working and couldn't have gone.
Yeah, I only have one model of the factions that I give a shit about that I would be able to play in as a proxy, which is the Victor, and I don't give a shit about that.
We're going
to
see Inflictors.
Was there any other announcements?
June 4th is Bear Boo's doing an escalation event. We switched from 75.2 caster to an escalation from 15 up to 75 points. Acker's running it, so I don't know if we're going to like mandatory the 75 round or
have
if we
you ordered
like,
the pins.
I've put in the request to order the pins. I forgot to bring pins today.
Son of a bitch.
I know. I'm pretty bad at it. But it wouldn't be. It adds flavor and variety.
It's getting close to being. This podcast is brought to you by Andy, Brian, Nathan, and Sam.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I think if the thing is like, I think I threw Acker under the bus a little bit. Because I told the store owner, like, after we had figured out what the date was 2 weeks ago, that that I need pins now. So now I just pigeholed Acker into being
running
the next
the
Sam.
Oh, no, we'll spread the word that you were the one who originally set up.
I didn't set up shit. He is the one who decided to switch it to the escalation thing, and he's the one who told me to tell the store to get the pins. So he is the next Sam by proxy, yeah.
Boom. But if you didn't put in for the pins,
but now I didn't need to. I wasn't running the event.
But now it sounds like the pins have been ordered, so he won't be Sam because the pins will be there.
It does. It depends on how quick our game store owner.
When I order pins from a store or medals from a store, it's very important for any press gang out there. When you go to a store manager and you're like, "I want to order some coins for my event," you tell them that, and then if it's the first time you've ordered this person, you wait a week and you go, "Hey, did you order those pins?" Like, "Oh, I've completely forgot about that. I'll do it right now." And you wait a couple days. "Hey, how are those pins coming?" "I never thought about that again. Are you too should good thing you reminded me?"
Reminds me of one thing.
Our experience with our local stores is more like we're in there and we go, "Hey, did you have any pin sets lying around or coin sets?" Like, "Oh, yeah, we've got like these three varieties." And we're like, "Okay, we'll do an event then."
Yeah.
Well, that's
ours know that we run events often enough that they just order them occasionally.
Well, they got to be harassing them every couple days.
Yeah. What I've done now is whenever I order, ask the store owner in Baraboo to get pins, I tell him to order two sets, so that way I've always got a backup, and then when the last one goes out, he should just order more, but that's if things worked in a perfect system.
That sounds good in theory, except for in practice.
The last event was part of that sequence, wasn't it?
It was. It was the last of my it was actually it was the first request, and it sounds like he only ordered one set, so...
Where was the place that we played that newbie tournament? Where
Reedsburg.
That was Reedsburg.
Yeah, Reedsburg is where Vanguard Games was. They're still like super heavily focused into 40K, and since I've moved another 20 minutes away from Reedsburg, it's not just so much of a hop, skip, and a jump anymore.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to get out there to try and support anything, but it sounds like a lot of their 40K players are also moving around to Baraboo too, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with them. But at any rate, Baraboo's the place to go if you want to play War Machine. We ended up getting a bunch of 4x4 tables now, so we don't have to have like the two 4x6s put together to get three table spaces and then have somebody on the San Andreas Fault.
But fair enough.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I can't read from here.
You can't read.
I can.
Boom!
Snap.
All right, now next topic of the day.
Do we have a topic? I have an anecdote. It's about what we were talking about before about is how you hate Windows 10.
Yeah.
I'll try to make it one.
Hold on. Let me get text Katie over here. Hold on just a minute.
I can't make it a pun.
I made a pun yesterday. Horrible. It was amazing. I forgot what it was, but I made a pun. That's all I have.
Awesome.
It was. I'm a sarcastic person. I don't think in puns. I think in sarcasm and hate. So the fact a pun came on to me was just really weird.
Yeah,
I had a high five the person next to me. They're like, "What's happening?"
You get yourself checked.
I was like, "Make sure."
As a guy, I have a short story where humor is actually like implanted in our brains by aliens as part of an experiment to see how humor works. And the only actual jokes that humans are capable of creating without this external impetus is puns.
Okay,
it's a weird story. Not all of them are about robots. Some of them are nonsensical gibberish like that one. Anyway, so you don't like Windows 10, but Windows 10 is way better than Windows 8 because Windows 8 was the worst thing ever and everybody hated it.
Yeah.
And that's why they skipped Windows 9 and went to Windows 10 was just to distance itself from Windows 9. So at work we had – or from Windows 8. Yeah, sorry. At work – it was a pun. You caught it.
Not a pun.
No, because they're all German people and they don't want it. So they go 9 when looking at Windows 8.
Okay, so we'll put that together like a jigsaw puzzle.
Make that work. So we get a pun there somewhere. I tried. Point is, we had one last
Windows 9.
We had one last Windows 8 computer last. That,
if I say 9, it's the number 9. 9 is no. It's,
well, yeah, obviously.
It's obviously the inflection. Sorry. You were telling a story. I'm going to 9 the motherfucking audio.
It was Windows 8. It was our last Windows 8 computer, and it's like a... $600 PC, like it's pretty damn good, but it had Windows 8 pre-installed.
Yeah, it's fucking
and
worthless.
So the it kept price dropping, or it was a $500 computer. That's right, because it kept price dropping to the point where 2 days ago it just went 90% off. It was like fuck it, so I just bought it for $50. So I got like a $500 computer for $50, and I just went home, installed Windows 10, and I'm fine.
Yeah, that's intense.
Just going to hook it up to the TV.
789. So where's your store? There we go.
It was the last one. I'm just going to hook it up to the TV and get a... I'm going to do wireless keyboard and mouse, and that way I can just sit on the couch and use my TV like a monitor and use it to like play
Paper Please. That's going to work until your wireless mouse or wireless keyboard run out of batteries.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, God damn it, no, I have to move.
I mean, that's... Well, or I put a battery into them.
Yeah. Would you just keep like a whole like bucket full of batteries?
Well, no, you run out like every minute.
You keep the charger plugged into the wall, and then you've got your set of four batteries, and you just rotate them.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I have to do with my PlayStation anyway. Yeah. It's like when the controller dies, I go and I grab the other controller.
Actually, I have just a long USB cable I run to it.
What's the point of a wireless controller? Also, you don't have a dog that occasionally trips over that, and then your joystick goes flying out of your hands.
That would add a level of challenge.
Yeah, yeah. I already have that with the headset. I'll just be like chatting, and all of a sudden I just get whiplash because she trips over the cord.
Well, teach your dog to be less clumsy.
Yeah, I think she does it on purpose because she hates me. Because I don't walk her enough.
She likes me, though.
She does. Well, or not. She punches you in the genitals every time she sees you. Well, you think she's over-exuberant? I just think that's her cover story.
No. No. I need $50 computers. I could use that for streaming.
We'll go find one.
Yeah, I'm
going to have 18 computers here. You're fine.
None of these. There's only one that's good for streaming.
But if we don't put them together, we just have a PS4 to play some Battleborns. We're fine.
Like a computer Voltron?
Yeah.
Like you combine all of his crappy laptops into one like super laptop?
Exactly. Then it'll take up the space of like a 1950s computer.
Fair.
And then it'll work better.
I don't think the noise a 50s computer would make would be conducive to a podcast.
Well, you just need to install an air conditioner into it. And then
that is
to make it louder.
Yeah. Okay.
Or just use one of those giant barn fans like they have at the state fair.
Barn.
So how is, I haven't been in Madison lately to play Mark II stuff on Wednesday nights, but how's the retention for War Machine going right now in Madison?
You were down there Wednesday?
We usually show up on Wednesday and talk about the insiders and the leaks for 3 hours.
Gotcha.
And then maybe somebody accidentally plays a game.
Because I know at Baraboo, our game night is Friday, and we had 14 people playing War Machine all at once.
Do they know there's a new version coming out?
Some of them we had to remind were just like, one of them was like mixing the rules together, so like it was really awkward, but... I think the big thing for us is like there are a lot of newer players. They're not new anymore, but like trying to understand threat assessment and how to deploy and make sure that you plan out your turns ahead of time. Those are things that are going to be the same in Mark III. Like you're still going to have those same skills. So I think Baraboo's interesting in that we still have people playing, so they still get the gist of how that stuff goes. But with Madison having more experienced players, I was just curious to see how the retention for Mark II is going. I guess for listeners as a whole, how's your meta doing?
I liked, by the way, your Facebook update about how well things are doing in Baraboo on Friday, because your Facebook update was, Mark II's alive and well at Baraboo. I just played a game of Guild Ball. Facebook update.
I did go for... Well, I wanted to make sure the pictures were inclusive, but I did play a game of War Machine before I played that Guild Ball
game.
I love
War Machine so much, I play Guild Ball all the time.
I felt really bad, too, because the guy that I was playing against was one of the Janesville guys, and like he and another Janesville guy just learned the game on their own. So they were like, he was beating the shit out of him in Janesville, so he sat down across from me, and I just like pummeled him into the ground. I 12-0'd him. And it made me feel really bad, but really good at the same time. It was like I was playing War Machine.
I wasn't there for long on Wednesday because I came home to play Battleborn, but there was like four new people there, like new guys. And they were just building their, like, they had two-player starter box that they were building stuff out of. Yeah,
so we had a bunch of new players. I felt bad telling them, like, in a sense, like, you guys know that there's a new edition in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, you know. Go ahead and learn, but learn with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, by the time Mark III hits, those people wouldn't have really, like, internalized the game just yet.
Correct.
They'll still be understanding the game terms and everything like that, so I think that's still beneficial for you to learn the game at this point.
But from what I understand, most of the things are not changing in the core rules in that way, other than, like, removal of certain power attacks.
I think it made Convergence a full faction. I don't know if anybody's asked that yet.
I think our weekly Wednesday War Machine strategy between now and Mark III is Battleborn. So
that's what I'm doing on Wednesdays for the next 2 or 3
Fail
weeks.
Fail horribly at 5-player missions.
Oh my god! Fucking A.
I even set up like what I thought would be the best
stalkers.
Part. Yeah. It wasn't the stalkers though.
It was the second time. Two of them got on that defense point and just. Bleh.
It's the guys that go in corporal for a second.
Yeah.
Those guys, because I can unload all my shots into them, but if they're in corporal, It doesn't help.
I was staying back to cover. They're all easy to kill.
I think I'm we should have did five Isaacs and we would have been fine.
Well, ultimately, it occurred to me, like, instead of having you up there to kill snipers, yeah. you could have been down with everybody else, because the alt I had was kind of pointless, because it pushes things back and then it blocks bullets, but those were all so many melee monsters, it wasn't saving me. Like, I'd push them back and they go, okay, and then they jump in and start mauling me. But at least that would let us concentrate on those guys, because they could block the bullets from the snipers against yeah. the defense point, I guess.
Five
Isaacs will gold anything, probably. We should just stick with that.
I haven't played Battleborn at all. I'm still holding out for Overwatch, but when I saw your photo about the, like, that you had, like, the computer guys
yeah.
or whatever... Yeah. Are those Isaacs?
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Okay, so Isaac is Bastion.
Kind of, but he can move.
A lot of the characters I play in Overwatch. I like Battleborn, but I'm addicted to Overwatch. But I'm gonna play Battleborn weekly. But I am, a lot of times when I'm playing, I'm like, this character is just like that Overwatch character I wish I was playing right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Overwatch for me is like, I don't play online or multiplayer games online much. I'm much more of a, like, I'm playing Diablo 3, playing the campaign, leave me the fuck alone, and just let me do my thing. Yeah. But Overwatch, I couldn't get enough of that game during the beta. Like, it was fantastic. I loved every minute of it.
Well, Battleborn was fun because, A, when you're playing with a couple friends, it's always fun. It's just fun playing an online game. You're blowing up shit. Just, it's just an added level of fun. You're chatting and, you know, over the PlayStation Network. You're just kind of having a good time.
I did like that our chat during the experiment was just us occasionally laughing. Just because when we were five Isaacs in turret mode defending a point, like, there was no conversation to even have. It was just these poor Varelsi swarming towards us and exploding, and just every once in a while one of us would giggle.
That's how you get
it. The character himself would giggle because he's killing things.
He would do that too. But yeah, because that whole mission is just defend a stationary point. And so we're just five turrets just putting an ungodly amount of firepower down a hallway, and these things. It's like the machine gun sentry scene in Aliens.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, pretty much.
I have...
With unlimited ammo. There was no ammo counter.
Unlimited ammo and psychotic quips.
I did have my bucket list during the Overwatch beta of, like, play a full team of everything, or everybody's one thing. We did Junkrat, May, and I think we did a Bastion once just to be assholes, but I do want to try a Torbjorn team and see how that goes, but it sounds like you guys kind of did it already in Battleborn.
In Overwatch, I don't think we've ever actually done like a five person team. We've always
we've never played Evolve. We've never played it. Well, because usually you'll typically lose is why. But I've seen like two people doing Bastions and one guy doing like a turret guy. I've seen like when you're doing defensive points, some people go heavy in that regard, but not all five players trying it.
Well, in Overwatch, though, you don't figure out if you're defending or attacking until after you choose your character, right? No,
before you start. But the thing is, you can change character. The thing about the big difference between Overwatch and Battleborn, and as far as character choice, you can change every death, you change characters in Overwatch if you want. Mm-hmm. Or Battleborn, you're the same character through the entire mission.
Where would you say the split is between here's where Battleborn ends and Overwatch starts?
They're completely different worlds. I mean, Nathan and Annie both shared that really nice. Well, Nathan shared it first, but they're really nice. Like, they're two completely different games.
Have you played Heroes of Store, League of Legends, or Dota, or anything like that?
No, it's on my computer. I just haven't brought myself down to that level. But you're familiar with the
concept of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We've mentioned this 100 times, but you literally can't even compare them because they're nothing alike.
They pull the same group of people. The same kind of people would play one or the other, so it kind of pulls from the same base. That's about it.
It pulls the same audience. It's similar in the sense that it has colorful characters, multitudes of characters.
And it's a first-person online game.
And it's a first-person online game.
That's where it ends
completely. And that's pretty much it. I mean,
Battleborn has the campaign, and it has the MOBA style, and it has the leveling up system, where it's Overwatch, and it has actual gear that's usable in the game, whereas Overwatch is cosmetic gear and is arena combat, and you don't level up. Your character just is what your character is.
Neither
of those is better than the other. It's just a matter of their.
But they both, both games unlock different kind of taunts. So there's a lot of the same kind of character tweaks you can do.
Yeah. The analogy I keep using is it's not Coke Pepsi. It's like Coke 7-Up. Like, yeah, they're both sodas, but they're nothing alike apart from that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And so you can't, and so, and I see people like, well, you know, you just stop fucking Coke Pepsiing it. It's okay to like Overwatch more. It's okay to like Battleborn more. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm annoyed by people who think they're the same thing. And
yeah. Yeah, I just have no context for Battleborn. I'll have to tune into you guys playing sometime.
Yeah, if we can get our stream going. We tried streaming some stuff yesterday and I was having issues.
Yeah, because episode 160 went live last night.
Yeah.
You didn't change the label?
I thought it would actually change it on the stream. It did not.
When you change the label on the PlayStation, it doesn't change it for some reason. It's weird.
I might have my Twitch figured out to stream either, because I'm gonna be playing a lot of Overwatch, but also trying to sneak some Total War Warhammer. I think I have my thing where I was actually streaming.
Build us up as we need to build a like our own personal network with the Carnage, RidiaFan.
Someone else had to do that. Tusk. That sounds very complicated and hard.
Not very.
It sounds complicated.
Well, if it's easy, you do it.
Yeah, because last time I remember the first episode we couldn't figure out Twitch or Twitter. That confused us way back in the day.
Because Twitter updates really stupidly.
Yeah.
Twitter does. Try to find a conversation in Twitter that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Go.
It's dumb. And it's great when you find one comment, but it split off from another comment in the middle of the thing, and so it doesn't trace it all the way back to the first thing. Like, the hell?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Well, you know, speaking of Twitter, before I lose, someone asked you guys an interesting tweet last week about like board games and like Tom Vassell, and they asked something about like the shut up and sit down guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys.
You know, we talked about it. Shut up, sit down. We talked about it briefly. I mentioned the two rule book thing that they were like, this is new.
Yeah.
And you were angry because they've done that for years.
They are a very charismatically intriguing reviewers from England. And, what they'll usually do, as soon as they say, hey, this, if their first thing about a game is this game has really good pieces and looks very artistic, it's very art, you know, it looks really, it's artistic, not artistic, but it's, you know, it's very well
aesthetically visually aesthetic
and lots of figures. Everything after that is going to be negative. That's like their key. When they call it the figures and how it looks is the first pros, you can just turn it off because the next 45 minutes is going to be like, everything else was terrible. If they like a game, then they talk about other things. But when they're go to, they're just very, they're your standard European snobby American style games are bad because they're American style games and it's not worker placement, so it's stupid stuff. And that, you know what? And that's fine. I get it. They're in Europe. That they're in the home of that snobness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their thing, and they're doing it well. But they put out some interesting videos, and I hate them.
I feel like Tom Vassell's the kind of guy where I could light all of his games on fire and he'd still have a chipper attitude about it.
Yeah, he's almost the opposite of them though. He's almost the American styles. Well, not only that, he's kind of the American games are good and Euro games are kind of trash. He's not quite that level, but he's definitely more. He's not rebalanced.
So if they did a fusion, it would be okay.
Yeah. I just did math in my head.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about board games, and I was going to, and the Shut Up, Sit Down guys, and I was going to talk to you about, like, you know, playing Rebellion again or sometime. And I was going to say, hey, I know you couldn't do board games tomorrow, but what are you doing? Oh, never mind. Like, it clicked. I figured it out.
You figured it out.
I figured out why you canceled board games tomorrow.
You figured out why you canceled board games tomorrow.
Hooray me!
It'll be really awkward to play board games in Brian's house while he's playing Overwatch.
I mean, I'd be fine with that. I'm not going to leave my room all tomorrow night. So I just need I'll be back the following week. But that first, the problem in Overwatch, and this is kind of a dumb problem, but I mentioned earlier, you know, we're going to have so many friends playing it, and it's hard to play with everyone you want to play with. So then it's like people you kind of know want to play with you, and you're like, you know, you're a nice guy, and, you know, I'm talking to you, but it's the first night of a game, and you're not high enough on my people I like chart to really want to play with you now. I mean, we could play in a couple weeks when I'm not this hyped.
Yeah, you can afford to be picky.
But, I mean, are you Alex Schaefer? No, because I really want to play with Alex Schaefer tonight. Is it like tomorrow?
Well, yeah, if a Shea and a Hook drops on there, you'll be like, well, I'm sorry, this just doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a Hook.
In general, and this is kind of a general guide. It's like, when we have set nights of people together, I love to play with our group. But there's some certain nights where I'm like, I want to play with everyone who's from a different state or somebody I don't see normally. Like, it's like are you far away from me? I want to play with you tonight. Like, my roommate Jordan has been playing a ton of games with me lately online. And it's great, but I see him all the fucking time when I'm online in a game. I don't necessarily want to play with Jordan because I can just go downstairs and talk to him. I don't want to play an online game with him. Because I can, you know, I see him daily.
Well, and then if he does something that pisses you off, it's really awkward for the next week. Like, you don't do dishes, you piss in his water, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty good at games, so it's not quality game-wise, but it's just, you know, sometimes I just want to play with, you know, JR and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so it gets kind of weird sometimes in that regards. Yeah, that's a Mario rant.
Yeah.
But we should play more Rebellion. Did you talk about Rebellion? So, we played that the other day.
Played what?
Did you talk about Rebellion on last podcast?
I did not.
We played Rebellion. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. And everything went badly for me, and I still wasn't angry. So
which is pretty good for you.
Yeah. So if things went okay for me, I would have loved it.
You were about to ask me something, Andy?
No, I forgot what it was.
I dick stomped Mon Calamari into the dust because it's a very important place for Brian, and Brian had it, and I just said, fuck you, Mon Calamari, and I made it the most garbage place ever. And then I drew a card that said, you get Mon Calamari now forever, it's yours. I'm like, oh, I'm glad that's in the deck. I'm glad I just curb stomped it into oblivion. But luckily, as the Rebellion, see, the thing is, like, I sabotaged it, so I made it completely worthless. And so as the Rebels, I took over the planet, and do you know how you can get rid of sabotage tokens? Be the Imperial player. So the whole time I'm like, I hope Brian just removes the sabotage token before I take it over. But of course I wasn't subtle about it because I kept looking at the card and looking at Mon Calamari and be like, Brian, how do you get rid of sabotage tokens? So surprisingly enough, Brian did not get rid of the sabotage token before I took Mon Calamari from him. Yeah.
Surprise. Yeah.
Surprise. And then everyone died and it was terrible.
Yeah, you get Fish Planet.
Yeah, I got a useless rock.
No, I was going to say, so if you are messaging Brian in the first week of Overwatch and Brian does not respond to you, then you know you're not in his top 15.
Yeah,
true.
Very the, true. The sad realization that you are the equivalent of shit in Brian's
the world. Second, and only as a defensive thing for that, because that's probably true, I'll be honest. When you're in Overwatch, like when I'm playing Heroes, you kind of see the chat at a more common pace. But when you're in Overwatch, shit's getting real. I last time during the beta, I was messaged a few times from people. Even when I was playing like with only one or two people, someone asking for a space in the group, and I didn't see the message because the chat flies by a little fast. Yep. It's not just chat; it's like a lot of alert messages and things going on. So correct. If somebody just sends you one message, I'm never gonna fucking see that thing in the middle of a game because I'm in the middle of firefights constantly. Where Heroes is a slightly less intense
pace. You PC it.
Yeah, IP.
Is it on Steam or is it its own? It's going to be on Battle.net. It's going to be on Battle.net. Yeah. So that's not as hard. But I know, like, Steam, I will notice, like, 2 weeks later that I had a message on Steam.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to find Steams. Travis says that he thinks that when the Rebellion take over, the sabotage goes away. But I went and checked on Board Game Geek to see if Rebellion I could get rid of it, and they all said no.
Yep,
so.
I also double-checked that because I honestly wasn't 100% sure. I mean, I knew why you were asking, but at the time I didn't think it went away, and then I did look it up, and it does not go away. You broke the planet. You break things, but you didn't have a wrench to fix it.
Yeah, we don't know how to. Yeah, we don't know how to fix it. Like, there's all these wooden shoes in the cogs, and we're all like, I don't know how to fix that.
And my fixed car, I'll save that for another place. Well, the one advantage I had.
To be fair, I had a brilliant strategy from the very beginning, and I set my game up to do this brilliant strategy. And Brian's like, "That's dumb. You shouldn't do that." And he talked me out of it, and then I lost.
Oh, like a true.
You can't prove that my strategy was idiotic. It might have been brilliant.
Way too near to my Death Star.
No.
It was near enough. It was a couple. You didn't have the best starting position.
I had three planets I could start on.
Yes.
One was next to, like, Coruscant in the middle of nowhere, where I knew you would just annihilate it. One was next to your Death Star fleet and another fleet.
Yeah.
And so I used the third planet, which was next to yet another fleet, but it wasn't the Death Star fleet. It was literally your smallest fleet, and it was only one fleet instead of two.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll take the fight to him. I'll start with all my troops here, and I'll just go at him. And Brian's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You should start with a very small fleet, and then your other guy's in the middle of nowhere, and then he attacked me and killed my small fleet.
He splits up between the rebel base and the thing. And honestly...
Yeah, fuck the rebel base. You were nowhere near him.
Well, I mean, I found it and destroyed it later on, but that's irrelevant. I didn't know what you were thinking in your head, because starting with the presence isn't the worst thing in that game, but I'm like, man, if he doesn't immediately attack me, if he does anything but attacks me in turn one... I'll have him destroyed by halfway through the turn. So I'm like,
my plan was to attack your turn.
Yeah, it was just your first game. I'm like, man, if he doesn't just go right into me, he's going to lose everything. Because I'm going to go into him, halfway through it, and then I'll be like, he'll lose into all of it. Because that would have been an unfun thing if I just like wiped you off the board.
You're right. If I hadn't have done what I was planning to do, it would have been terrible.
Yes, and
I was going to do what I was planning to do.
Then
I
would have been okay.
In fairness, you didn't know.
I didn't know. I just didn't want you not to do it and be like, oh, I'm with
you. I was going
to
attack you, and then if I lost the fight, I was going to sabotage the place so you couldn't build reinforcements.
Ooh. And it wasn't Mon Calamari, so.
I would have still lost.
You let the dark side sway you.
Well, and in fairness, my troops were all just incompetent morons. I attacked Keshek with, not 90%, but I attacked Keshek with like 60% odds like three times and failed all of them, and it was very demoralizing.
You had it for a few minutes.
I started with it, and then you destroyed everything.
I said for a few minutes.
Yes. Oh, wow. It was a good game, though. Rebellion's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me choose between Wedge Antilles and Admiral Akbar, and that made me sad. I don't want to have to choose.
It's a rough life.
I choose Akbar.
I chose Wedge.
Akbar's going to tell me when there's something wrong.
Akbar's planet sucked.
Well, you made it that way.
And then I chose a guy because the card. Yeah.
Did you just throw like a whole bunch of six pack rings at the Mon Calamari? Sabotage! Oh no, it's a trap.
No, we just colonized it with Japanese people.
Dolphins Cove.
Oh, that documentary is depressing.
That documentary is pretty.
Although it's hilarious at the end where they do the mercury test on the government guy. Like they have a representative from the government who's explaining why it's not bad that they kill and eat all these dolphins, you know, and that there's no dangers at all from the fact that these dolphins are really high in mercury because of the top of the food chain in in the ocean. And, you know, low-level fish have a little bit of mercury, and then the fish above them that eat those fish have an exponential amount. So when you get to the top, these things are basically just thermometers swimming around. And yeah, it's sad that they're killing these dolphins in the cove, but the real thing in that documentary is the fact that unbeknownst to people, they're labeling it as other fish and then just selling it in the market so people don't know they're eating dolphin meat. And this village is actually using it in their school lunches. And so they take a strand of hair from the government guy and they test it, and he has, like, you know, gonna die in a year levels of mercury poisoning. It's like, oh, happy ending.
Nice.
And then after the credits, they fly a balloon and it's cute.
Oh.
And on a high note.
Yeah. See, I didn't watch the documentary because I knew it was about it. I'm like, well, I know the gist of it. I don't need the details at this particular point.
I never saw the documentary either. I just know what goes on in the documentary.
It's enough to press. After I watched Hot Coffee documentary, I'm like, I'm done with documentaries. I get it. We're all fucked. I get it.
There's some happy documentaries, I'm sure.
Somewhere, yeah.
Spinal Tap.
American Movie.
Yes.
American Movie's great. Well, I guess his uncle does die.
A lot of the Taboo documentaries were really good during their heyday. As they went on, they got worse. But
Taboo wasn't a documentary. That was a porn about incest.
No.
Well, yeah, it was.
We're doing different internet searches. Oh, okay.
Never mind. That's one of those classic 70s porns, like Deep Throat and Debbie Does Dallas. There was one called Taboo that was about mother-son incest.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know about it.
Okay. I thought you were talking about that one. You just thought it was a documentary.
No, well, Taboo was a National Geographic documentary that started out on, I think, on the Discovery Channel before National Geographic was its own channel. But, like, they started out with, like, a lot of body modification stuff, and then it turned into, like, other cultures and their rites of passage, and then it just turned into weird shit.
Cool. Shenanigans. Hmm. So do we have any I don't know, do we have more things to go on? Anything else exciting? We have Zappies and Grumbles.
We had some Zappies and some Grumbles. I know there was one, Andy, like that.
Yeah, that we wanted to revisit about Doppler barking, right?
No, the one that, I think it was Zombie Dude, if I recognize the handle he just posted on last week's.
Was it? Was that actually Zombie Dude? It's somebody else.
With the flip top from Mega Man as his icon.
Yep.
I thought that was Zombie Dude. I don't know.
I am curious if any of our listeners are going to be playing Total War Warhammer when it comes out, because my hope was the game was going to get bad reviews because I was really afraid I'd consume my time and other reviews have been really, really good, so now I'm screwed.
I just can't split my time between two games like that. Like,
well,
just,
see, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to work for a week and I'm not going to sleep for a week, so I'm going to be in great shape next Tuesday.
Replace work with Overwatch and then sleep with Total Warhammer?
Yeah, I'm on a very short-term plan. It's not going to end well, but it's going
to
be fun for the
and
next
And replace stuff. Food with cocaine to keep yourself awake.
I may have to...
It's a good weight loss regimen.
Yeah, my no soda. We'll see if I can keep my no soda mentality going with my game regimen. It's going to be a challenge.
It will be very difficult.
Just put some cocaine right in the water, and it's fine then.
There's got to be. I'm going to Google happy documentaries. There's got to be happy. There's the one about the lady who kills herself and her 1-year-old kid.
Yeah, I've seen the video of the lady who crashes a car in depression and takes out a whole family.
Yeah, that one's great.
Jesus Christ.
She gets her precedence, drives on the wrong side of the highway.
No, no, not that one. Oh, I did that. This is a different one. Oh, okay. This is like in Canada, there was, like, she went crazy, and so, like, she got arrested or put in an insane asylum, mm-hmm. and then the guy had their, like, 2-month-old baby, yeah. and then she got released because laws are terrible, and she just, like, took the kid and then jumped off a bridge. Oh. The end. Everyone's happy.
So you mentioned Zomworth Dudingham. I have no idea who that is.
Zombie and dude are literally the two names on that person.
I don't think that's him, though.
You don't think Zomberth Dudingham is Zombie Dude? If it's not, there's something wrong with the world.
That's his more fancy name when he goes more when he dresses up. See, Zombie Dude at your regular brands, but sometimes he puts on a shirt and tie and you know, some pants, and then.
But yes, he says this. A former PPS staffer has stated that he is optimistic about Mark III. Truth or contractually obligated BS?
I think people who work there are generally positive about what they're doing. And a lot of them recently people helped work on it.
Yep.
So I think they feel positive that their influence was felt to some degree. Obviously, different staffers have much different impact on that. And others, some staffers have very little impact on it. But I mean, I'm sure...
I mean, all the former PP staffers that I can think of right now all left on their own recognizance. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing. I mean,
former is the key word. They don't work for PP, right?
Like, correct.
They couldn't talk about stuff. You know, they're behind NDAs, but NDAs don't also say, and you have to be really happy about everything ever.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, they could say, yeah, I wasn't allowed to talk about this, but now that it's publicly known, I think it's going
to
be shit.
Well, you know, or maybe they still live with maybe their roommate is a PP staffer, and they have to pretend to be positive so they don't get thrown out on the street, you know, theoretically, not necessarily that's a situation that could occur.
But I think honestly, I mean, people are honest. They're probably going to give you their honest opinion about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm more optimistic about it, but I don't.
I mean, I'm going to approach a new edition with optimistic. I mean, I'm going to be excited. It's new. It's neat. Mark II was better than Mark I, so mm-hmm. and it's they got some of the same people making the game. I mean, I don't see why Mark III shouldn't be an improvement on Mark II. I mean, it might not be. It might be a pile of shit. I don't know. I'm not going to panic or worry about anything I've seen yet until mm-hmm. I can see all of it, and then you know, also see it and then play a month or two of games, and
you have to judge with no experience whatsoever. That's how things
work. Well, there's plenty of that going around the internet. I swear to God, I just want to mute the internet for 3 weeks. But I also want all the spoilers from my... It's so terrible. I want to mute everything, but yeah, I want to know everything. It's a terrible, like, double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as an insider comes out, that's when you exactly know when to dump a faction, right?
Yeah, yeah. When you get partial information about 1/10 of one model type of your faction, mm-hmm. that's when you decide your life.
Yeah. And even people who are seeing all these spoilers, they still haven't seen the core rules. So there's still things we don't... There's so many things we don't know, and there's all these assumptions we made as games are played. And we just haven't seen a game being played with this transfer rule to War Machine and seeing how this new balance of Jacks versus Beasts versus Infantry will be on the table. It's going to be months of playing before things settle down. You're going to see so many radically dumb and amazing things in the first few months, and it's all going to be fun.
Well, and with a lot of these, the insiders... At least 2 weeks ago, the insiders dictated people's feelings. Now we've got a lot of other things that are making that happen. But I think the insiders were more like appeal to the mass crowds, right? So like Crix's insider was aired more on the side of like negative. Legion went more on the negative side because those were negative factions for other people playing into them.
Yeah.
Whereas like Retribution, it was like, I'm playing against Retribution, cakewalk round, right? They were extremely positive. So I think those insiders were catered more to appeal to the mass of War Machine players, more so than just like, here's your faction, it's going to be super legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But, and again, like, and stuff is, like you're saying about like the core rules, like, there's so much we don't know. Even if every single one of those leaked decks is 100% accurate, and we've all seen all of them, there's still stuff we don't know because of how the core rules affect things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, one of my current examples right now that I'm holding off on judgment on is, you know, the Jack Marshall thing. One interesting thing that people have brought up is that we don't know, as of this moment, whether war Jack points brought by a war caster all have to be spent in their battle group. For all we know, you can bring Sorsha with one token Jack and then have the Man of War, Kovnik, marshaling a couple jacks using the points she loaned to him.
Well, Jack Marshall, I thought it was one, but still, you're sure. But same concept. We could still, is that, we don't know.
Yeah, or she, you know,
is there
Sloan
air?
Sloan can pay, you know, I guess Sloan wouldn't because she's a jackcaster, but like some infantry caster in, like,
Einar. Storm Knights.
Storm, no, what I'm saying is like,
taking an infantry caster who doesn't care about jacks.
Stryker could use half of his points to pay for something on the journeyman, you know, hypothetically. Sure. I mean, that may not be the case, but we don't know. So, you know, you have to wait and find these things out.
Yeah. And then even that, it's like also another factor that changes the meta is the steamroller rules. Steamroller, even when people have lists that are work that work well, a new steamroller could change it what people want to bring. So people might go, well, based on the initial feelings that this kind of list is going to work well, but then the steamroller rules come out and they're like, well, I guess that won't actually work well in that steamroller environment, so I have to take it back a step anyway.
Yeah, you really do need the big picture in order to... And I know that that's like probably one of the most annoying statements that's come out of this Mark III switch is like, I'll be able to look at the whole picture, and then we'll be able to figure out from there. But it actually is really true.
Yeah.
Fucking earwigs. Is that an earwig?
That's not an earwig. That's one of those, like, what do they call those things? It's not a silverfish, but like the house centipede or whatever. I don't know what those things are called. But literally every building in America has those. You just randomly see them on your ceiling.
When I was a kid, my
that's not a fucking earwig. You know that because I am to earwigs what Brian is to spiders. I would be burning this building down if that was an earwig.
I'm pretty
because of a childhood trauma I had.
I just seek them out and find them and kill them because when I was younger, my brother and I used to share a room in a 2-bedroom house when we were kids. And I ended up moving and setting up in an unfinished basement. And in that unfinished basement, it was a massive pile of earwigs. And my mom told me a story about how they're called that because they just go in your ears and lay eggs.
That's what they all say, yeah.
And
no, for me, there was a refrigerator box. So, like, I built a refrigerator box fort in our backyard when I was, like, you know, 6 or some other absurdly young age. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, put the refrigerator box out there one day and then... It rained that night, and the next day I went and played in the fort, and apparently earwigs like wet cardboard, and so I went in this fort, and all of a sudden I was being swarmed by, in my vivid memory, literally infinite earwigs.
That would
and
make
it was like the
sense.
Scene from Last Crusade, not Last Crusade, Temple of Doom, with all the bugs just all over me, and they were all trying to crawl in my ears, and they were all pinching me with their little pinchers, and they killed my parents, and it was the worst thing.
Yep.
So I just fucking hate earwigs now. Like, I don't just kill them. I grind them until they're atomic dust.
That's
like,
the
there's
thing.
No
like,
residue left.
And you scatter their bodies across the room so other earwigs see it, and they fear you and leave the room.
If I see it, crucify them, a little earwig Spartacus.
The thing is on the ceiling now.
If I see a spider, I'll squish it with some toilet paper and throw it in the toilet paper. Whatever, it's done.
No, you fool! How many earwigs would that spider have killed for you?
Well, right now I live in a nice dry apartment instead of a moldy, rancid basement.
You don't know. Like, the spiders are your buddies.
But earwigs, I will crush them and burn whatever I crush them with and then throw
I have
the
a
ashes
truth
outside.
Of spiders. If I see one downstairs like in a corner, I'm like, you can stay there. Yeah. But remember, there's a line in this building. You cross that line, I fucking murder your family.
There's also a size limit, like the rides at Disney World. I'm like, you know, once you're like as big as a knuckle on a finger, like you have to leave the house.
Yeah.
I won't kill them still, but I will get some Tupperware and throw them in the neighbor's yard.
I did have a spider that lived in my car for a little while, and I kept it there just because I didn't have bug problems other than him.
I heard about how huntsman spiders like to hide under the sun visor in cars, and that would...
I would have a sun visor in a car.
Yeah.
If it's one of those jumping spiders, I will straight up murder that shit.
Yeah, huntsmen, they jump, and they're, you know, bigger than your hand.
Yep.
They're these foot-across wingspan...
I think they use... Those, or do they actually use tarantulas in arachnophobia?
These tarantulas.
Okay.
Huntsmen are very thin spiders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they just look like a normal house spider, but a foot across. And apparently they're actually, like, benign. Like, they eat other spiders, so if you hate spiders, you should like huntsmen. But they're gigantic, and they're behind your sun visor, so of course you punch them.
Yeah, I mean, you look up and you see something crawling, you know, inches from your face. You can't react well.
Well, that's like those big moths, right? Like those things that are like the size of your head. Like you just want to find a fly swatter, and then boom, it's like stardust as soon as you blow them up.
I love the shot of the huntsman spider that's behind the clock.
Oh yeah,
the giant wall clock up on the wall, and then just you see like a few legs popping out on the side of it.
On both sides of it. That's correct. What's terrifying is it's this giant wall clock, and there's fingertips on both ends of it. It's like the fuck are you doing being that big?
Zappity.
But at least it's not a foot across earwig.
That would be rough.
Well, yeah. I mean, what? Any kind of big earwig or like any of those kind of, any of those kind of long screen sprawly things. They should not be let me big.
No, it's only one side of it though.
Oh, it is one side? Okay. Yeah. Fine. Oh, but given the angle, it's the front of it, so those are both of its sets of legs. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, Huntsman Spiders, good times.
Grumble.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because on the flip side, you get jumping spiders wearing water droplets as little hats, and those ones are adorable.
It has moved to the other side of the corner.
You've seen those, right?
Well, I mean, we have brown recluse, nice small tiners that when they bite you, your skin dies. And I've seen brown recluse spider bites are some of the worst things to Google in your life.
Don't Google brown recluse spider bites.
Google jumping spider water droplet hat. Seriously, it's the most adorable thing you will see.
I've seen a lot of words. He can do it. You're talking. You can do it, Andy. I believe in you.
It was jumping in water and sprout and Sprite.
I don't believe it.
Any of the close-up pictures of the jumping spiders are the best.
Yeah, but with the water droplet hat.
Yeah, if there's a plushie made out of it, Andy will be all over it.
That is true.
I saw a plushie of an agonizer somewhere.
Tuggles? Recently. All right, I just... Looks like he's pulling on a big old dick.
Where's my phone? Cha-cha.
There's actually multiple pictures of the water droplet hat.
Oh, yeah. No, because it's a thing they do. It's not like one random thing. Like, it's part of their mating ritual is they find a water droplet and they put it on their head to impress the ladies. And I don't know if it's on purpose because of the prismatic rainbow thing or if they just like wearing water on their head, but they're fucking adorable. Like, yeah. Oh, well.
Or was it Tuggy? I can't remember if it was Tuggles or Tuggy, but we named it on Friday.
Tuggy, I think.
Yeah, Tuggy. I do want to get one and put it behind a shredder just for that image.
The Agonizer plushie?
Yep.
I'll say somebody in the chat said they thought it was a mistake they didn't do a field test this time. That person in the chat is as wrong as a human being has ever been.
Yeah, what I hear, the field test was very intense and confusing.
3 years of gameplay, and then on top of that... All the tournament data that they gathered from.
Oh, again. You can get him.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, man. But,
I just feel like the amount of noise to signal ratio had to be garbage. Just absolute 90%
of the internet. If our feed goes out, suddenly things have gone bad and there's bugs swarming.
Somebody gets like a little.
It's going to jump on his face.
It will. Oh, Andy got it. Now he's got to clean his wall.
Yeah. But no, the signal to noise was just terrible, and I guarantee a warning to the other ones. Every single fucking one, you know, was that old cliche people talk about where, like, you know, Dear Privateer Press, rock is overpowered, paper exactly. is fine, signed scissors.
Some wingnut guy.
Nobody said, this thing I had is too good, or this thing my opponent has is too bad. It was all, my opponent's shit is overpowered and mine is garbage.
Exactly.
That's not useful feedback.
No, I understand that point. I think, like, there'd be.
I would be like, I'm a troll player. I think poor scoring needs some help. I don't know. I play scoring. I beat them too easily. Those scoring guys could use more things.
I feel like a fool because I was playing Crix at the time, and I was like, you know, maybe Reach Thresher Pitch is too good for Terminus, and then it went away.
It's a great visual. You can scoot
in.
I can fit it behind you.
Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna scooch. Scoochy McGoochy.
Oh my god.
It also, like, you get that emotional response from people, too, where they, like, when they lose a game, they end up talking about how something is far too overpowered, and then you end up getting things like Zerkova, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, someone in the chat is saying that the Agonizer was in the Agonizer plushie I saw was a picture from an Accorder.
Yeah.
I didn't remember. That's where we had made the comment, because it looks like he's holding a big old dick and coming.
Oh, I didn't realize that's why you called him Tuggy.
Yeah.
I thought it was because he, like, tugged at your heartstrings because he looked sad.
Nope, he sure as shit looks like he's stroking a big old dick.
Are you sure that's, not a bad picture?
Mm-mm. Go ahead and look at it. His belly is, like, portly shaped and, like, a dome mushroom. And then his eyes are tilted back in his head and his head is leaning back. Like, somebody designed that shit maliciously. I will still buy it.
I just thought he tugged at your heartstrings.
No, he tugs at that big old belly dick.
I misunderstood.
I missed that.
Now you won't be able to unsee it.
All right. I don't know if Google search will actually find it.
No, it's very rare. It's not that much. It's not much out there.
I don't know. I think it's on Facebook somewhere, but I'll find a link to it and post it.
Are we to the recommendations then?
Yeah, we to the recommendations.
Sure.
Brian, you want to start us off?
Otherwise, I can start if you're going
to. Yeah, go ahead and start. I can't think of it.
Because mine's kind of silly, but I don't care. Because sometimes there's something on the internet that's adorable and lovely and wonderful and rainbows and bright and happiness, and it hasn't been ruined yet. And so you guys can go ruin it, but please don't. There is a woman named Shirley Curry. Curry, like the food, C-U-R-R-Y. She is a 79-year-old woman who legit, better than me, plays Skyrim. And she has like 200 some plus hour long videos on YouTube of her playing Skyrim. It's like a standard Let's Play, but she's fucking adorable. And if you watch these videos, it's kind of like Bob Ross, you know, that hypnotic just happiness. You're just happy watching this person just do this and just talk about whatever. And it's great. So you should go look up her videos, or you just Google 79-year-old woman playing Skyrim. You'll find her. I don't think there's a lot of those. And it's just great. She starts every video with hello, grandkids, because she's recording these so that her grandchildren can watch her play Skyrim. It's adorable. And somehow the YouTube comments aren't full of people saying racial slurs and homophobic comments. They're all actually wonderful, supportive people.
I saw some video of a somewhat overweight woman doing something, and she was kind of like opening herself up in the video, and all the comments were nice. I'm like, wow, the internet must have like had an off day, because I mean, it was a nice video, it was fine, but I'm just, it just seemed like
they weren't tearing her
apart. Like that's where the cesspool of awful people would have normally have been, and they weren't there. It was weird to read positive feedback on a thread. I was like, what's happening?
Well, the secondary recommendation is never read YouTube comments ever. Because they're always fucking terrible.
Especially if you insult Malifaux.
It's not always about you.
Yeah, it's not about you.
I know it's not.
She insulted Malifaux a bunch in the video I watched.
Well, then fine. They should just burn her alive at the stake, right?
Yeah, probably. She'll die soon anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I guess so.
But no, it's great. It's adorable. Just, you know, we all hate our lives and just pray for death daily. So just watch one of her videos and be happy for a brief glimpse on this pointless universe.
Sounds like a good recommendation.
I don't know how legitimate it is, but I remember seeing a video of an old lady that was playing Grand Theft Auto, and she was just running around killing people left and right.
That's legit. That was one of the Fine Brothers things with the old people react to
that
whatever.
That really was?
Yeah, so she was great. Yeah, and she was enjoying it so much. And the other great thing, there was a different one in that same video where she's playing as the guy, and he comes into the house, and there's the lady there, and she's like, who's this lady? I don't know who she is. And then she's like, you're a drunken idiot, and I hate you. And she's like, oh, it's his wife. No, those videos are great, but now I hate the Fine Brothers.
Well, yeah, they're
because they tried to sue the world for anyone ever using the word react. They decided that they owned the word react.
They tried to make it as a brand name, failed horribly, and they have changed their tune on that.
Yeah, well, they can just go die. But the important thing is this lady's adorable.
React videos. I like when people did the Red Wedding and they secretly filmed other people for their reactions.
Yeah.
But what I don't like, and I saw this today, and I'm sure this has been around for a while, people filming themselves reacting to things.
Yeah, that's
true. It's like, wow, you acted all crazy, and you knew you filmed yourself, so I'm sure your reaction was 100% genuine.
The Star Wars trailers. There were a million of them when the Force Awakens trailer first hit. People filmed themselves watching it. And that was supposed to be entertaining.
Okay.
Is you just watching somebody, you know, like literally from the other side of their monitor. So like if I just put a camera pointing at you and you're looking at your monitor just going, oh! Woo! And then they just upload it to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. Yeah. The fuck's the point?
Drives me nuts.
I only ever secretly film people.
Obviously. That's right. High five.
I would have wanted to have like a reaction video for like the first time that the RoboCop trailer hit. To have you do that. That would have been...
But if he doesn't know he's being recorded, it's fine. But, I mean, when you know you're being recorded for a reaction video, you're going to exaggerate to ridiculous levels. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we should secretly record Nathan all the time, because there'd be some good shit there.
Sure.
But
Well, it's kind of like...
We need a Truman's.
I am building Truman up show? An immunity to Dan's mixtapes. And so I'm worried that, like, if we drive down to War Machine Weekend, he'll have a mixtape, and I just won't care, and I'll just have to be like, oh, this is so bad. Oh, darn this song. You know, because you just know, like, that you have to make a reaction.
Sure.
Or he's going to take it to a different level that you're not expecting.
Oh, I'm sure.
He challenged Dan.
He could just play you an audiobook all the way down.
Yeah, it depends on the book.
And then try to hold a conversation when you're trying to have the audiobook going.
That's a part I get half of that. I don't get the other half of that.
I'm trying to make it down to street.
If you're going
to
play an audiobook, shut up. Like, I need to listen.
All right, Zappity. We're not on Zappity Grumbles.
We're not on Zappity Grumbles. I recommended.
Were there any Zappity Grumbles in our chat before we move on? I just want to make sure we didn't miss
it. Yeah, we don't want to screw them over, right?
Did you come up with something yet?
I did.
Okay, so he's checking.
So I've been working on this extreme Karchev conversion, and one of the things that I've done that I don't think I've ever really shared with anybody. A lot of people might know this, but some might not. Is that green stuff is really good for like making cool little things on your models, but it's like hard to sometimes it's hard to work with because it's really like sticky. So it holds its shape really well, but like being able to get it to a point where you work it where it's nice and flat and you have a nice sharp edge and everything's good, it's a little rough because it's just so tacky.
Well, so, you can get past that unless you're getting into that part now, but go ahead.
What I was doing was I bought Milliput and I mixed that together because Milliput is something that cures to be really, really hard and is extremely malleable when you use it, but it doesn't stick to shit. Like, as you're trying to round the corners out, it'll plop off the model while you're using it. So mixing those two together gets you a really nice mix. Well, of course, it's a mix between the two, but, like, you get the best of both worlds. It dries really hard, so where you can actually sand it, where with green stuff you can't.
You can sand green stuff.
I think it gets really gummy, though.
I've been dealing with green stuff for possibly longer than you.
Well, I think this other way works better, where you just mix Milliput and green stuff together and you get the best of both worlds.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, every time you say best of both worlds, I immediately hear Randall saying hermaphroditic porn. Beautiful chicks with dicks that put mine to shame.
And we had that conversation on the way to the Chicago Guild Ball tournament where we brought up the whole Buck Angel. What would you rather?
Yeah, Buck Angel Bailey J.
Yeah, it was really easy answer for everyone in the car.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation: mix Milliput and green stuff together and get some cool shit.
One thing that you could do to help prevent the sticking from your tools: use chapstick.
I spit on it, but
spit works fine. But use chapstick on there because that will actually wash off, and it will help prevent it from sticking to your tools or whatever you're using to make your forms.
Yeah, it also makes your green stuff go like the extra mile, right? Because Milliput's cheaper than green stuff is. So you end up making some money back on it too, even though you spend some up front.
Sure. Chris had asked about playing Battleborn tonight.
That's a zappity.
That's a zappity. Unfortunately, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones.
It's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones and Toppers.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some food after this as well.
And then Overwatch.
Going to get my brat and ketchup
pizza. My recommendation's pretty generic. It's
buy generic food?
Buy generic food from your local generic seller. No, I can't recommend any more video games. I've done that a lot lately, so I need to like, take off my video game recommendation. Although I recommend people play Total War Warhammer, but that's only if you want to. That's not a real recommendation. I think people should go outside and enjoy this nice weather we're having. It's my recommendation.
My definition of nice weather is different.
It's like, it was like 75 and just beautiful.
It was pretty something. Good.
It would be nice if it was like 63 and dark and raining.
Oh, no. It needs to be just nice again. We'll go for a nice walk.
I
can't disc golf in that.
No, that's good. I see. The good thing is a sunny 80-degree day is going to be the correct... When it's nighttime and it's 80, I just want to commit suicide. Like, you open all the windows or you turn on the AC and you just sit there and your balls sweat and you can't sleep and it's the worst. 80
is not even... 80 is just
the worst.
90 in Wisconsin is bad because when it's 90 here, it's humid. Like, you can't avoid humidity in this damn state soon enough. Like we only have, like, 2 good weeks before humidity.
I am physically and emotionally and mentally built for 17-degree weather. So I just... Once it's 80, I just want to die.
Well, there you go. Well, you're gonna
have a lot of fun. I'm wrong. Everybody else agrees with you.
I mean, that's fine. You're gonna have a lot of fun at the dog park this summer.
Yeah.
I want to come with you guys when you're dog park. I used to go to the Shades once in a while at the dog park. It's always fun. All the puppies running
they
around.
They took her happy. Today and they got like halfway around one lap and she just was like, no, I'm done with this shit. Because we would throw the ball. Like, we know when she's done at the dog park because we throw the ball, she runs to the ball, and then she runs around with the ball in her mouth and she comes up to it and she trots along. But eventually, like after a mile or so, we'll throw the ball, she'll run to it, and then she'll just lie down next to it and just wait for us to catch up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's when we know we're done at the park. And she did that like instantly today because it's balls hot.
She's like, I'm out.
And she's wearing a fur coat.
Your bus cut.
Use Nair.
I'm always weird. Like when I would go with a chase dog park, like when dogs meet each other and they sometimes jump around a little bit. You know, I'm always like paranoid. Like one dog's gonna just like do something stupid. And I know dogs are going to be dogs, so I'm not even worried about that. But I'm always worried about the other person's owner, because they're either a bad owner who has an aggressive dog. Oh, they're just playing. I know it's just blood, but it's just a little bit of blood. Or they're super sensitive, and your dog is bigger and goes at a dog, and they freak the complete fuck out.
The worst goddamn thing, and this drives Raylene insane, and it drives me insane too now. And it's a dog park.
Yep.
Do you know what you bring to a dog park? Dogs.
Children's. No, yeah, you bring children. You bring
two-year-olds and have your fucking two-year-old walking around with these dogs. It's like, get your fucking kid out of the fucking dog park, okay? Like, they don't belong. It's not a child daycare. Because, number one, kids are weird to dogs. Like, they don't know how to react to them. Like, to us, they're like, oh, it's just a young person. To dogs, they're weird because they don't behave the way they expect things to behave. And also, are you fucking psychotic? All it takes is one dog biting once and your kid is dead. Fucking dead. Why would you do that?
Horribly misfigured. Just horribly disfigured.
Don't. It's not the park. It's the dog park where dogs are. You fucking assholes.
Yep, I can see that. I can completely see that.
We were walking Kaya around like an outer track.
And the thing is, if your dog would bite a kid, it would be your fault. Not the parent who brought the kid there.
We were walking her around this outer track, and these people are coming up the outer track also, and so with their like 2-year-old, and so we decide to start cutting. Oh no, we were on the inner track, and they're coming up the inner track, and so we cut out to the outer track so that we can pass them, and they see us, and we know they're like, oh, let's go have our 2-year-old go interact with that strange animal that eats living creatures that she's never interacted with. So they change their fucking path to come up onto the outer path where we were. It's like, you sons of bitches, we obviously detoured to avoid you.
Yeah.
And so the 2-year-olds are bad, and then you have like 10-year-olds, and 10-year-olds are almost worse because they just shriek and run in random directions because they're cartwheeling around the park, and that just freaks all the dogs out. Just keep them at home, you assholes.
You should put a sign. You should put a sign outside that park. This is a dog park. Keep your fucking kids out of here, you goddamn fucking cunts.
Almost verbatim, we saw signs like that online that some states literally put in their dog parks. Like, it just says, children are not allowed. Keep them at home. This is for dogs, and you're... kids will fuck up their brains and someone's going to get hurt. And it's your fault, but the dog gets killed. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Hold on, clear by that up.
I don't have a recommendation, but I think I'm in the same boat as Nathan. I think I am almost done with The Blacklist.
Yeah,
I actually stopped watching The Blacklist. I watched halfway through the year. I got to a point where a major plot point got revealed, and I'm like, you know what? That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's good enough. I enjoyed what it was, but I'm done.
So what got me this time around, besides all the bad cop work and all that, what got me this time around, okay, somebody brought somebody into a van, okay? She's in the van. She gets choked from behind. You figure with like a garrote or something like that, they're hard to get around. But she's being choked by a plastic bag.
Okay.
Okay, and her hands are moving.
Yeah.
I'm being choked by a plastic bag. You know what I'm going to do? Oh, I'm not being choked anymore. Now you have a plastic bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a broken plastic bag.
No.
Nope, she died.
People are dumb.
And then later in that same fucking episode, how many times have... I don't know if this is maybe how I wasn't raised. If you're going to cook waffles...
All right, so we're still going in a weird direction.
If you're gonna cook frozen waffles, Eggo waffles, how do you cook them?
In a fucking toaster.
Yeah, I put them in a toaster. Yeah,
and then they pop up
and I eat them.
No, you put them on an iron skillet.
Did somebody get like their face shoved on an iron skillet because they were cooking waffles, or just this annoyed you because they were just making waffles?
It was annoying to me because it was the main character of the story.
She heats up a cast iron skillet.
To cook frozen Eggo waffles.
Wait, they killed off the main character?
Yeah, she's dead.
That chick?
What? Yeah, she's dead. They killed off the main character.
I'm not up to that point yet.
You both said you were done.
I am done.
I said I was almost done.
Oh, well, you're done now.
She's still done. Why did they do that?
They got another girl running around now.
They got what?
They got another girl running around.
They just injured. So they, like, you know, David Spader. Not David Spader. Yeah.
David Spade? Yes, it's David Spade.
That would be a better version of Blackwood. No, James Spader just has a new pseudo daughter running around?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now, the main character. She's been dead for like a month and a half, 2 months now. I mean, it is a show that someone could come back, but I thought they made her death pretty, like, dead, but, you know.
I will Sorry, say
Tort,
this, though.
Yeah, spoiler alert, The Blacklist is terrible. Stop watching it. Also, don't watch Gotham. It's terrible.
This has been sitting on my DVR for, like, a long time, too. So I just decided today, I started marathoning through them. But, yeah, choking with a goddamn plastic bag. Like, no, I prevent that. And cast iron skillet and waffles. And then she starts a fire as well.
Tort, he didn't say waffles are bad, just you don't cook them. I think all of us would say waffles are good. We just don't cook them in that method.
No, if they're frozen waffles... If they're frozen waffles, you cook them in a toaster.
Yeah,
exactly. From freezer to toaster.
That's freezer to toaster to mouth.
Yeah, freezer to toaster. That's how they're designed to be made.
Correct. The only reason I have a toaster is for waffles.
Correct.
You don't take 15 minutes to heat up an iron skillet and then throw a waffle in there.
I'm hungry for waffles.
It would probably burn and be cold in the middle still, too, like a gas station burrito.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're designed for the toaster.
And if you're making waffles from scratch, they go to waffle maker to mouth.
Yep, waffle maker. Belgian waffle, waffle
I almost
maker.
Bought it. Well, I haven't bought one because I'm afraid I would just eat so many fucking waffles. Like, I don't want a bread maker because I'm trying to lose weight. And if I got a waffle maker, it would just destroy me. Because, my God, I wouldn't need to buy anything else but waffles.
Brilliant made dinner tonight, and she made... So it was chicken that was wrapped in croissant as the entree. Then there was a big slice of cheese bread from the farmer's market as a side dish. And then the third thing on the plate was corn, which is also grain. So it was literally bread, and more bread. It was bread three ways, like some Iron Chef challenge, and that's all I ate for dinner. And it was delicious, but I looked at it, I'm like, this is why I'm fat.
The farmer's market sells cheese bread? I thought the farmer's market just sells, like, tomatoes and, like, vegetables.
Every, like, half a block, there's a donut stand.
I might have to go to this farmer's market.
Yeah, this cheese bread is to fucking die for. It's spicy cheese bread. It's the reason you go. It's always the most... It's the biggest and busiest booth every single time.
Oh, I might have to go. I might have to go there next weekend. I mean,
I once went to a farmer's market where they sold like 13 different kinds of barbecue sauce. That's pretty intense.
Hey, there's cheese stands all the way too. People make their own cheese.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just blowing my mind.
You walk past all the veggies and you just get the cheese and meat and donut.
What is going on?
It's more.
I thought it was just like someone selling corn by the bushel and tomatoes by the bushel and some carrots.
There's those people, but there's also people who raise their goats and then either make cheese or meat out of them, and people who raise their cows and either make cheese or meat out of them. And
sweet,
then
this is the farmer's market down
on the square. Yeah, and there's like 7 different bakeries, then they make different, like, there's ones that make, like, the traditional Amish, like, cake donuts, and there's ones that have, like, fucking, I got a cherry fritter. Yeah. A cherry fritter. I've only ever had an apple fritter. It said cherry fritter. I'm like, I fucking love cherries, and I ate it, and it was delicious.
You don't want to lose weight if you go down there.
No, the farmer's market is a trap. It is not just
vegetables. I won't eat Friday.
Now you know, because you were probably going to get to the point of losing weight. You're like, I should go buy a cucumber from the farmer's market, and then you would have just eaten all the donuts and ruined everything. At least now you know.
I mentally prepared myself. Interesting. I learned a lot.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning. Or Sunday morning.
I think it's Saturday morning. I don't know. It's, 5 a.m.?
It's whenever Raylene forces me to go.
Okay. Contact me next time. I'll go.
We can all go.
I'm intrigued. Crippled System recommends
Crippled System goes to the coast
of the market. We can film it, too.
We'll film it. Wander around.
This cheese bread is glorious.
Could you just walk around with a bucket of Brian egg crackers? And hand those out instead.
You can open up your stand.
Booth space or bartering.
Fresh eggs.
Organic artisanal crackers and eggs. $20 a serving.
No, you could go down to the other booths and buy your eggs just crack them open into a bucket and then just go buy crackers, crack them open into the bucket, and then mix.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, for sale.
All right.
Got myself some
Game of Thrones.
Maybe we got to go. Well, this was fun. I probably won't be here next Sunday, by the way, Andy. I'm telling you on air because I will be.
I'm telling you on air also.
We're going to be here.
Brian, will you be here?
I'll be here.
Event Brian will be here.
Coming on the 4th of June.
Yeah.
The last podcast before all of us are gone.
Yeah.
I won't be gone.
No, you'll be here for that.
But
there'll be the all-female podcast.
Why wouldn't you do that when we were all gone? Wouldn't that make perfect sense to do that on the next week when literally all of us are gone?
I cannot control their schedules.
You can record Fair it. Enough. You can release. Hold on. Like, you can get it in the bucket.
The best thing that we could do is, yeah, we could probably record ahead of time and then release them so we don't have to worry about
telling anyone. Don't tell anyone. So they'll still chat and be like, these bitches aren't responding, Miss Andre.
All right. I got to go.
All right.
Yeah, fun times. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Because we didn't watch it 10 hours ago.
Kingsmoot!
That's all I got for that.